Bayera just presented the Snow Leopard Conservation Foundation's extremely interesting and impressive example of bringing together different parts of the strategic support principle. Bayera's team spent time working out what would be the best strategy for TOS to be protected in the context of Mongolia's rapid economic development and the risk of ignoring environmental protection and community interests. This work showcases how the principle of strategic support can be leveraged to support the conservation of a species such as the snow leopard. So let's go over some of the key steps her team took that relate to strategic support. This may include that her team was very proactive in reaching out to the governments to identify allies and build alliances. She did this at multiple levels, at the national parliament and at the local government level. Her team built strong partnerships with the local communities so their voices could be heard within established government channels and also with the wider public. She took stock of the powerful interests involved and kept that in mind as she moved forward, constantly assessing and adapting the strategy in the evolving situation and wider context. She had a very effective communication strategy that included the public. So to bring them on board and maintain them as an ally, so at least they were not opposed to the proposals being put forward. The communication strategy also built on the strengths and empowered the community to take actions themselves. Towards the end of the campaign, communities were able to act in a preemptive way to avoid further threats and slipbacks. And finally, they took advantage of opportunities. When parliamentary elections came along, some parliamentarians were persuaded to take up the cause, and they were supported with materials and evidence of the argument for TOST. So in summary, the team didn't antagonize the government and make them feel that conservation was not in their interest. They built allies with many stakeholders, including governments and the public, and over the 10 years created a very supportive environment for TOS to be designated as a protected area and for mining license to be revoked.